is that the grid to sort of to help in terms of our way the alleviation of poverty, the cost of living that need not be sort of normally said about that, and the effect of our recommendations on employment. And one of the sort of the guiding criteria that we have as part of our brief is that we must recommend taking into account the ability of sort of business in Canada, and then of course we are serviced by the employment standards, and in fact my colleagues here are sitting next to the executive manager, the executive manager of employment standards, and then the secretariat is headed by my colleague here, Tyler. The ECC faced just like I think the other commission and the other commissions that I faced in the department is an advisory body. Even though at times I think we are confused as a state board, I won't say it, I do, as sort of stating how, sort of describing the standard that we advise the people. We basically advise the on the sector of the nation, which is dedicated to expressing what the minister decided to have. And of course, our mandate also consists concerns basic conditions of employment, including the public sector. And as I would be suggesting there, one of the areas I think that we are not being focused on as much as we like to is the public sector, that is within our mandate. And of course, we deal with matters arising out of the application we have and the effect of government policy on employment. And another area which we still have sort of focused on much more intensely is to assess the trends in employment problems. And then, of course, just as important to the community. The composition of the commission. That is appointed in consultation with NEDLA, the minister of course appoints, even where the act says that one member and a lieutenant member represent organized business. I like to interpret it as being sort of nominated by business and then the minister has to appoint the member, all the members of the commission, and the total commission in terms of membership there is 7. And that sort of consists of five sort of substantive members and then two alternates. And the three independent members of the commission, including myself there, sort of have to have extensive sort of knowledge of labor market, conditions of employment, and the condition of management and online workers. In fact, the three members, as I said, are extension to labor market regulation by way of law, and then my colleague, Dr. Abula, who is here, is an economist, and so is Professor Arun Bula. And then the two members, Mr. Karen and Miyame, nominated by business, very much is also a lawyer. He can't avoid lawyers. Okay? And then the other member, of course, is the deputy, general secretary of COSAT. And there are two alternate members for one of the and the other one by them. What has been achieved there? We like to think that in our very kind of laid back way, in terms of when I say laid back, not because we are not working, but sort of quite well. And our relationship as members, we have achieved quite well. The prize for me personally, of course, is the sexual discrimination, concerning the domestic workers. For the first time, there at the commission, I think, appealed to the conscience of the nation's society. something about people who hate our children, clean up after we are not there. So for us, here as a commission, the discrimination on sex domestic workers, I think, that's very high. As an, I think we try to do something as well on farm workers. We may not in terms of total of damage that I suppose the benefit as that of domestic workers in terms of offenses, but nevertheless, even what was available to us by way of evidence, we give something about it. We have even, as your members, your honorable members may not be aware, we have actually, we do have the effect of discrimination in the tax system, and that effect, needless to say, I think, on any yardstick, the tax side of the system, to regret that system. But we have managed to have a effect of discrimination on that. Of course, another topic of sector is private security. In addition to that, contract cleaning, civil engineering, also on retail, tourism is a coming up, leadership, small business, service sector, and foreign. So these are the areas where we have already sort of put in place, so rather the minister has on our accommodation, put in place sectors and measures. There are the protection is provided. I should mention that in terms of the workers we deal with, the threshold of 149,786. I forget, Mr. Mkalisi, you are right. I think it is set to a level in this level, as assistant director. So, any of workers below that, I think, are within our mandate. In terms of extending protection in terms of the DPA. We, of course, the regulations of hazard and form of labor, we have done that, or rather, sort of helped the project under the technical assistance of the International Labor Organization. And of course, one thing I think that honorable members who appreciate, and in fact, two other things, when people sort of pass safety judgment in terms of what they try to do, they forget that built in the act is the element of variation. Again, this variation can enforce the need to ensure that the employment opportunities are protected. And in fact, my colleagues, they are tied, of course, to the government's basic part in terms of what this means, whatever we do, what it means for people. So there is a mechanism for putting in place variation to ensure that business is able to carry on as effectively as possible. Now we have provided further protection. We used to have a host of all ways and methods there, and these are they are more extra sort of resulted into having scores of workers that we are not really protecting. What we have done is that we have brought in, we have sort of brought them in the board to protect them. We have provided a clear definition in terms of declaration, and of course we've been sort of part of the process, which is mainly not the commission kind of area of work, but the department we do have connected to our work, and that's the 40-hour report there, which is supposed to be settled as part. And then, of course, we do have a system where we are directly linked to our sister commission, the Employment Ethics Commission. We do have a mandate to monitor this the way situations and how they are supposed to go out of the way. That has not an easy area here, but because I think, as I was saying to my colleague, but because I think we have not had as much in God will be content as well with the intention of not receiving men by way of government funds, contract ceiling, private security sector. Our concerns around the question of receiving men has been that we are very reluctant to use that this is a rubber stamp. Our mandate to take seriously is one to protect vulnerable workers. We do encourage where they are happening, as in the areas we are talking about, at the workplace, be able for the parties to agree in terms of where they want to go forward. But we do look at those, to ensure that this is not the expectation of one, our guide. Always the mandate to protect vulnerable workers. In terms of the what numbers, in terms of how these sectors, how many workers these sectors have connected to workers, the number they are there has been, it has affected over 6 million workers. They are given the breakdown, are given, as I said, the time of place. For me, the domestic workers were almost a million kind of workers are now on sector determination. And I keep reminding people that the place of domestic workers, the importance of the place of domestic workers, they do not simply, as I said, help clean up children and clean up after us. They actually enable lots and lots of women without a lot of these are employed by working women. I mean, of course, the biggest sector we have covered is the water and fisher at over 1.6. Current investigation itself, we are busy and also because what happened as we not hear from the law is that these sectors can make an asset for 5 experience, and then after that we have new investigation in terms of updates and in terms of having to deal with the new issues that they have arisen. And the current investigation there, we are sort of investigating welfare, domestic workers, farm workers, forestry workers, and private security sectors. Now, the challenges there, and this I'm trying to sort of bring us back to the request that was made to the Commission, namely to assess the extent to which the Commission is trying to make a difference in terms of improving the laws of vulnerable workers. A lot of challenges, as you would imagine, addressing the impact of cost of living on workers given the levels of regulation, because in spite of the fact that we have the Minister and our advice has propagated this sector of determination, they do not give a minimum wage. These are minimum affordable kind of wages. And hopefully, the expectation is that progressive as the conditions improve on the part of employers in terms of affordability and so forth, they can rise. We have, as I indicated, because of the challenge of extending the social security net, especially the family and the domestic workers, and that, of course, is subject to the current initiatives that in the office, in terms of social security reform, and of course, the current climate that by this I mean is not simply the CPI of the consensus, but also the expectation agenda by 2010, and this is the greatest, I think, risk in terms of having a sustainable kind of progress might be the implications in terms of the 2010. And the question that is there, obviously, there is that to what extent are we going to have in place the process that is sustainable in the midst of the project sustainable. And probably the greatest challenge we are faced here is the one of setting down, because the, both in the composition of the Commission and in the way that we social dialogue, not simply within the community itself, in terms of reflecting both independent and socially, but also social dialogue in terms of the wider community. So has this been a balance there when it comes to public creation? We are obliged as a commission to conduct sort of public hearing. For practical purposes, we normally sort of bring those public hearings and also discuss with the director general and for the mandate to, you know, to carry out public hearings. And this has been the least satisfactory area of our work. We don't think much value has been added or being added by public hearings. And we are in the process of looking at when that we might hope that the public hearing would add value to what we do. The implication there, obviously, there is that, you know, we need to listen sort of beyond the usual mistake the club makers have spoken on, is that whenever we have a hearing in any locality, all we have to be, you know, the employer, the actual employer, and the sort of occasionally a union. In the union, that as well we have obtained to help in our work in terms of enhancing the protection of our workers. But we really are there not to, to protect the union. The union is in a position really particular, so that's very vulnerable and organized work. And we haven't really found it an effective way of ensuring that we have all continuing with challenges. We have challenges in terms of implementation, awareness training. The department, I think, has also, I'm sure my colleagues in the department to give you a sense of what is being done to raise awareness, not only in terms of the issues that concern the commission, but other areas of the awareness as well. Compliance is the problem. And as you can imagine,
our report.
Yes.
Because we have a No, 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 no.
Yeah, the commission is very high. The maybe you must engage more with the people and very important job. And indeed, your job is very important. We appreciate the fact that the number of information that we have. But we agree that the general time. I don't know whether you have taken some steps to find out what are the reasons for the non-compliant employees. Is it the employer that is concerned, or is it the taxpayer that does not want to? I go to many hotels and I still find people who are doing shoes and they say they don't know what they're talking about. They still go to the other people. And then I don't know why they told them whether the employer is not aware, they're not even enough aware of the lady, they are not getting shoes with them, or just purely, you know, a refusal. I thought that, you know, because the international community has not, gone to the school, I don't know if it's going to be the same thing, I don't know if it's going to be the same thing. Well, for you, you can be the same thing. But I think it's important that you share with us some of the things that we're going to put your attention to. What advice is it going to try to do from a non-compliant dimension? I think this is a very good problem. I think that we're going to prove the people with the government together. While a lot of them will be waiting, but you know, on the ground, in the amount of concern, a lot of us, next employers and workers, are not compliant. I don't know if that's why I'm going to be doing this. Thank you.
So the department is in the department of 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 the
that the tool that is used for monitoring the reality of the
So I would say that the people, you know, our area is at least accepting the very sustainable. So I don't see you with a lot of work. We are much more concerned with the people. We are concerned with protecting environment, we are concerned with human rights, and all that. So basically, we raise the importance of the standard of living of the world. Because of the study that we've done with our community, I'm sure they are there for not only as a good landlord and foreign landlord, but also, you know, around us in terms of that is one of the challenges that we do. In terms of social security, up to now, our law as a commission has simply been that of considering social funds. And it's a law that we are. We I wouldn't say we don't like, but it's part of our role. So the role that we, because of the bills, are not very keen in a sense that, you know, we can't really add much value. The tendency has been, the expectation has been that we are presented with a set of things, in terms of saying what the facts are about really, and then we run a stand. We don't like that. So with our policies and our mandate to advise the okay, and they say that I think it would be wonderful if actually we would reach the day when the commission is not here. In other words, the athletes goal is that you know, we would like employers and their workers to be able to have mechanisms to be able to collect the balance that they can agree on. But that day, every part, what we like to think of our own team. Not simply signing off on what the patterns are about it. We need to, you know, to consider that. In terms of the wider reform in social security, I don't think we have been engaged with that as yet. That is something we need to come to all our papers. But that is the quick answer. Whether in fact we have any such of growth there, for instance, with the voted pension reform, which is another matter. But we would like to think that, you know, we need some clarification in terms of how we have higher value for the government. The other one is the statistics. The statistics, I think these are statistics that were collected from the economic commission. Of course, you must remember, or not remember, that before we consider any sector, usually what we do is that the DG sort of constitute rather sort of constitute state, you know, in fact that the state does. So we look at the commission, we look at the number of as much as possible, we use the statistics.
Now, challenge the customer in the past for social business is that at this stage, we have to think about the task force. What is it that we can do to ensure that there is a level of workers' income that nobody can go below when the social business is increasing, so that we don't disadvantage the workers' level? And we think our task force is that the second thing we're going to talk about is the unfairness in this negotiation. There is a situation that the Commission is involved in dealing with unfairness workers across the sector. And if that situation does come through, it's going to have an effect on the minimum wage in the sector. Because the Commission is saying that everybody who is unfair, who is not in the following sector, which is for the nation of the country, should be working under good conditions and minimum income to develop. And in that situation, they have to solve the problem that they arise when and the other issue that the Commission, when we discuss the answer to the Commission, should take into consideration and the total issue is discussion around the issue. I think that's what I'm talking about. To hear them add something about the non-compliance in terms of the Commission, because it seems to try to set the Commission.
I think we'll have to do it. Thank you.
unclear. Maybe because I'm making other guards and military investments in the like the social security. But if you take a particular individual, such opportunity will affect the income of workers. Because in terms of social security, the country, everybody working in the country must recover the social security. Because now, what does the commission do to ensure that when that individual is not the whole income of workers? And I'm arguing that the unskilled sector discrimination could be the variable that would be able, the tool that the social security commission would use to ensure that when the social security kicks in, that we have the mechanism to ensure that workers income are not available. And I think that's a fair question. If it means them advising the minister to look at the legislation to deal with them, that, then that may be an issue that we're raising, that we can't close our eyes on other developments that are taking place. That's because our minister is not doing it. That's the very clear.
Thank you. I was just concerned about the issue of conflicting stories and employees. I don't think that's possible. I think we have a responsibility as employers to ensure that the value of the work has happened. I think that's true to the people. And I don't think we need to use that to keep that. I think employers are aware that they are employees who are not paying whatever they can go to the country. And I think that's what needs bias. And if this is bias towards us, so I don't think this is confusing or confusing to the issue. Thank you.
What I'm hearing is that everyone says, employer, And not only just a kind of legislation. I forget a few that we I think too much of focus has been placed on changing the mindset of the body. I think it is time has come to also change our mindset and introduce more community. Because just like everyone that written understanding and the compliance order group is going in the direction of compliance with this order. So I think changing the mindset, we need to balance the situation by bringing more to it.
I'll ask you here about the monitoring system, like I noticed that if I went away